Community debates displaying thin blue line flag at Hart school board meeting. Santa Clarita, Calif. Several members of the community addressed the William S. Hart Union High School Board about displaying the thin blue line flag at Saugus High football games, but no action was taken and the debate continues November 3 about whether it is appropriate. Representatives from the Santa Clarita branch of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and the father of the player who carried the thin blue line flag on the field at College of the Canyons before Friday's football game told the board members at the meeting on November 2 night their thoughts on displaying the flag. Last month, Saugus's football team's coach said the team can no longer use the flag in its pregame ceremonies. Later, the decision was echoed by the William S. Hart Union High School District Superintendent, which oversees the school. The decision has created an emotional debate and tension between members of the community, administrators, school board members, players, and students. The school board heard comments from members of the community at the meeting, but it was not an item on the agenda. Superintendent Mike Coleman said the item needed to be properly added to the agenda, and the flag issue was not on the agenda because it was posted before the football game on October 28 night. The governing board can, however, choose to consider new or revised board policy at a future meeting, Coleman said in a statement. I stand ready to work with the board president on properly agendizing this subject if this is the governing board's desire. Any potential disciplinary response can be addressed at the site level. He continued, I do hope our focus and attention can remain on the kids, celebrating the outstanding performance of the Saugus football team as they head into this first round of SIF playoffs. A Saugus High football player carried the flag, a black and white replica of the American flag with a blue stripe, during pregame festivities before the game between Saugus and Golden Valley at College of the Canyons in Valencia on Friday night. Saugus won the game, 31-13. Both teams earned berths in the SIF Southern Section football playoffs that start on Friday night. Saugus plays Millikan High School from Long Beach in a first-round game at College of the Canyons. Coleman said, in a letter sent to the community in September, that the use of the flag has become controversial. Just 3 short days ago, I became aware of a concern about this symbol being flown at Saugus High School football games, Coleman wrote in the letter. Despite emails for immediate action, and threats of consequences if certain steps weren't taken within a specific timeline, we determined to take our time to understand the issue accurately and to respond thoughtfully. Saugus High Principal Jenny Peterson Henry told the Los Angeles Times in September she met with football coach Jason Bourne, who said he was not even fully aware of the banners in question, and added that the team did not agree to use the flag before games. Occurred to that it's possible that some players on the team might not be entirely enthusiastic about a symbol that is being used to represent the entire team, Coleman wrote. Bourne decided to discontinue the use of the flag, in deference to his commitment to inclusivity, kindness, and respect, the Los Angeles Times reported. He said that the district is seeking alternative methods to show support for law enforcement. Please note that this decision does not translate into a change in support for law enforcement, Coleman wrote. The degree of enthusiasm behind our district's backing of law enforcement is not measured by the acceptance or rejection of any one particular symbol.